Imagine walking out of your front door and hearing this. The people who live across the street from what is gonna be a brand new minor league ballpark really don't like this noise. Others welcome the noise because it shows that Hagerstown, Maryland might be turning a corner with the ballpark set to open in April 2024. Capital News Service reporters spent 5 months examining how the ballpark, scheduled it to make its first pitch in a year, is transforming the Hagerstown community. CNS's Dylan Manfrey reports on the impact it's having on the neighborhood.
I don't have to tell you, beer and baseball definitely go together, like, you know, that's the American way, you know.
That was David Blackman, one of many people who are investing in Hagerstown. He owns Hub City Brewery and is turning what used to be the old Hagerstown Farmers Market into his third location. His colleague, John Brewley, is jackhammering inside what will be a winery, distillery, and brewery with a 30-barrel system able to seat around 600 patrons. It's about a 5-minute walk from the ballpark, so getting there is easy. That's why he thinks this is such a great space.
The baseball field is definitely a factor. It suited my needs. I had the space I needed. I had all the mechanicals I needed. You have to think about things, but power, gas, and water supply, space is always a challenge for breweries. It was just a great space.
He plans to use the parking lot out front to host a variety of events as well.
Food truck, rodeos, music.
Overall, he's really excited to open his doors so people can have a good time and watch a cool process.
What's the most visually pleasing?
When you see those towers and the spirits are going through the levels of distillation, it's really fun to watch.
He's also looking forward to having his favorite drink.
Hazy IPA is my favorite.
He believes there's a transformation taking place downtown and said he would not have taken this gamble on Hagerstown if he asked him about it 10 years ago. He gave me a little tour of the facility.
So there'll be a rail around here.
Right now, it looks like a gutted supermarket with about 10 silver fermenters sitting in the middle. It was a little loud for me, but that's the way David likes it.
No, I love that noise. It means progress. It means we're getting somewhere.
There's a lot of money being put into this project. More than $70 million in state funding just for the ballpark. Some consider it a great investment in downtown. Others, though, think it's a major waste of taxpayer dollars. Outside, the effects of the ballpark project are clear to everyone who passes the site on Summit Avenue. However, some believe they're seeing effects inside the home.
And I just told him, listen, we get a jackhammer, it's so loud in here, and it's shaking the house, and I'm getting cracks in the walls.
We were in the home of Douglas Zaruba, where he lives with his dog, Amber.
Hey, Amber, come on.
He's lived in Hagerstown for 11 years and runs a jewelry business on West Washington Street. There's a couple cracks in the corner of his crowded art studio. He claims they're from the construction across the street.
You know, I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying, as a result of what you were doing, I've got damage to my house.
For a majority of those years, he had seen some businesses and a car wash when he walked outside his front door. Now, he just sees dump trucks, excavators, large pipes, and dirt. Zaruba lives in a 3-bedroom red house that's in a long row of similar-looking ones atop a mini hill. He claims the damage appeared in the last few months and that he's brought it up with his insurance company. Look, Zaruba says he's not a fan of baseball or this project. In all honesty, he thinks baseball's kind of boring.
I don't like baseball. It's the most boring thing I've ever watched, right? You stand around for 20 minutes, nothing happens, and then you got 10 seconds of chaos.
He accepts the reality, though, that the ballpark is being built, even if he doesn't like it. But as we were leaving, he mentioned one thing he does like.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though, it's really interesting watching all these guys play with their big trucks.
Maybe he'll miss those trucks when they're gone in a year. Dylan Manfrey, Capital News Service, College Park, Maryland.